我们翻开马太第十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
第二十九节。
Verse 29.
马太第十一章第二十九节。
Matthew 11:29.
我们从二十八节看起。二十八。
We'll look at verse 28 first.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就赐你们的安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们担负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened.And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
我这一次第一个晚上我讲到两种的生命。
The first sermon on Friday night, I talk about two kinds of life.
那么今天早晨呢，我讲到两种的安息。
This morning I will talk about two kinds of rest.
圣经里面的两种的真理就很多很多。
There are a lot of dualities in the sermon.
好像讲马太第五章讲到国也有两种。
As for example, Matthew chapter 5, it talks about two kinds of kingdoms.
那么一种是虚心有福，天国是他们的。
One is that's humble in heart.That heaven is theirs.
一种是为义受逼迫，天国是他们的。
Also, those who are being persecuted, the heaven is theirs.
除了国有两种，还有义也有两个字。
Not only there are two kinds of kingdoms, but also there are two kinds of righteousness.
一个字呢是罗马第四章神的义。
First is Romans chapter 4, the righteousness of God.
那么一处呢是在启示录十九章是人的义。
The second one is Revelation chapter 19, the righteousness of man.
那么今天早晨我要讲到两种的安息。
This morning I talk about two kinds of rest.
一种安息是讲到得救的安息。
The first one is the rest of being saved.
一种呢是讲到得胜的安息。
The second one is the rest of victory.
得救安息，他说凡劳苦挑重担的人。
The first one is those who are weary and burdened.
到我这里来，我就给你们的安息。
Come unto me, and I give you rest.
我一个讲劳苦，一个讲重担。
One talk about being weary, the other one talk about being burdened.
我们有好几种的劳苦。
We have several kind of weariness.
因为我们有肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
Because we have the problem with the flesh.Of our eyes and also with our pride.
我们为肉体情欲劳苦，为眼目情欲劳苦。
We labor for our flesh, desire of the flesh, also for those who are eyes covered.
我们有为做今生的骄傲在劳苦。
We also labor for our pride of this life.
这个情欲这两个字在英文是 lust, 就是奢求，就是妄求，就是月份的求。
We talk about this kind of desire called lust. That's something that's excessive.
我们都希望明天比今天好。
We all desire tomorrow to be better than today.
为着要明天比今天好呢。
For that sake,
我们就过分的求，我们就妄求。
We seek excessively. We seek beyond our need.
所以人呢，为着身体的需要，我们都在劳苦。
For the physical need that we labor.
还有我们为着眼目的需要也在劳苦。
For the need of eye can see, we also labor.
眼目的需要就是我们看表演，我们也看这个观光，或者我们看比赛。
For our eyes, we went to see performance. We went to see as have sightseeing. We went to see competitions.
好像说这个拉斯维加有很多的魔术表演。
For example, all the magic shows in Las Vegas.
听说他们把一个飞机放在路的上面。
I've heard they put an airplane on the street.
那么用一个布把它盖起来。
Cover it with a big tarp.
可是魔术师竟然有很大的本事。
But magician is so wonderful.
那么他把布一拉开的时候，飞机没有了。
After he pulled the tarp, the airplane had disappeared.
可是你要去看那个魔术表演呢？
But if you want to go to that show,
听说一张票就是100多块钱。
but just a single ticket exceeds $100.
为这要满足这个情谊的需要。
In order to satisfy this loss,
就是没有力量看，他也要去看。
Even you can't afford it, but you go anyway.
这就叫做满足眼目的情欲。
That's called satisfying the lust of the eyes.
那么还有一种呢，是为做今生骄傲的劳苦。
The other one for your pride of this life.
一个人有名声，一个人有地位。
One's got fame, one's got position.
那么他呢，就能够叫做骄傲。
So here comes the pride.
你看看，好像一个有地位的人。
For one who has a high position,
他车子开到一个地方的时候
，when he park his car,
他就坐在那里等候人来把他开门。
He just sit there in his car, waiting for somebody to open the door for him.
那么真是的八面威风。
So he really looks great.
那么人就要享受这一种的骄傲。
People want to enjoy this kind of pride.
所以就追求名誉，也追求地位。
They seek fame, they seek position.
如果一个人劳苦是为着名誉跟地位，
if you labor for these,
那么这个就是为着骄傲的缘故。
That's because of your pride.
所以人呢都在追求这许多的劳苦。
So people are running after these kind of labor.
可是这种劳苦不过是时间里面的劳苦。
These are just those of matter of time.
还有另外一种劳苦是为着永远的劳苦。
Some other people labor for the eternal.
我们人都知道时间会结束的。
We know our time will come.
结束以后我们就进到永远。
Then we enter into eternity.
那么所以有很多人就为着永远在劳苦。
So a lot of people labor for eternity.
那么我们怎么样为说永远在劳苦呢？
How do we do that?
你看，没有一个人不知道永远这件事。
Everybody is aware of eternity.
好像说那一个财主到阴间去。
For example, the rich man went to Hades.
他一共有好几种的痛苦。
He had several kinds of pain.
那么第一种是火焰的痛苦。
First, that of the flame.
那么第二种呢是口头，他口的干渴的痛苦。
Second, his mouth is really dry.
那么第三种，他是回想的痛苦。
The third one is pain of remembrance.
那么第四种呢，他是在深渊的痛苦。
The fourth kind, he's really grieving.
还有他眼睛看见亚伯拉罕。
He looked out to Abraham.
他是可望不可及的痛苦。
It's something he can desire, but he can't reach.
以后呢，他还有一种的痛苦。
Then there's another pain.
就是苦上加苦。
There's a pain upon pain.
因为他叫亚伯拉罕，要求亚伯拉罕说。
Because he beseeched Abraham.
叫人去告诉他的家人。
To have someone to tell his family that's still alive.
在今生的时候，不要单单为身体打算。
Don't just plan for this life,
也要为着这个灵魂在打算。
But also should take care of his soul,
免得以后也好像他一样。
So that they won't fall in the same situation as he is.
来到阴间受痛苦。
To suffer in hell.
那么他自己苦，又看见他家人苦。
He pain for himself and also for his family.
那么这个是叫做苦上加苦。
So that's a pain upon pain.
所以人一想到将来的问题呢，
As one think about the future,
所以他就想办法怎么样也为着将来在劳苦。
So he even labor for the future.
所以我们人一共有两种的劳苦。
So we have two kind of laboring.
一种是为着今生劳苦，一直是为着永生劳苦。
One for this life, one for the eternity.
那么有劳苦，他就有重担。
Because of that labor, then he had burden.
这个重担也有两种的重担。
There are two kinds of burdens also.
一种这个身体的重担。
One on your body.
我们看见那些做苦力的人呢。
We see those who use their physical labor.
他把担挑在肩膀的上面。
They shoulder the burden.
一边走就一边哀恨，一边走就一边哀恨。
As they walk, they moan and groan.
那么我们这个重担还有一种是心上的重担。
Another burden is that of heart.
这个心上的重担也是会叫人哀恨的。
That burden also makes us groan.
从前上海在一个大学的里面。
There was a college in Shanghai.
那么有一个教授他非常悲观的。
There was a very pessimistic professor.
他一进到教室他就喊一声。
He sighed upon entering the classroom.
那么他离开教室他也喊一声。
He did the same thing upon leaving.
那么所以啊，那些学生就叫他做嗨教授。
They call him Professor Sai.
尤其是在春天的时候。
Especially in springtime.
有人在造风化园，看见个教授在那里。
Somebody is repairing the garden and seeing the professor there.
那个学生他非常的奇怪。
So he was very curious about why is he so pessimistic. But he could enjoy the autumn scene. So somebody come in front of him and telling him the fall has arrived. But we have the spring scene. And birds sing, flower smells nice. How beautiful it is.
可是那个教授怎么说呢?
So what did the professor say?
他说美虽然是美啊,
though it's beautiful,
可是这个美呢, 耗尽不会长的,
but won't last long.
以后他又爱,
he gave another sigh.
那么所以人不但是有身上的一个重担,
though not only one has the burden of the flesh,
人也有这个心上的重担,
but he also won in his heart.
那么这些重担你怎么解决呢?
How do you solve that?
台湾有一个游乐场所,
there's a fun place in Taiwan.
外面的飘逸说, 到我这里来,
and there's an ad saying, come here.
我就给你们消愁忘忧,
take away your worry and forget about your problems.
那个标语实在是很特别,
it's very strange.
So有人到那个地方去游玩呢,
somebody went there.
也实实在在能够消愁也能够忘忧,
he really can enjoy himself, forget about his problems.
可是这是短暂,
but that was just temporary, it won't last long.
唯有耶稣基督说,
only Jesus Christ say, come unto me. I'll give you rest.
可是到耶稣跟前来的安息呢?
But what kind of rest is it?
一共有两方面,
there are two aspects of it.
因为在以赛亚书53章说,
for Isaiah chapter 53 says, we receive a peace because of chastisement of him. Because his stripes that we are healed. Psalm 103 also says this. He forgave our sins. He healed our diseases.
所以耶稣的工作是什么工作呢?
What kind of work did Jesus do?
他不但是做心灵的工作,
not only he did the work for the heart and soul.
因为罪这座赦免是关系心灵的,
because forgiveness of sin is concerned your heart.
而且他也做这个身体的工作,
but he also worked on the body.
因为这座医治这是一个身体的工作,
being healed is a work on the body.
所以我们到耶稣的跟前,
so when we come in front of Jesus,
这个安息不是短暂的,
so the rest is not temporary.
这个安息乃是一个长远的,
it's a long time rest.
那么今天在美国的地方,
today in America,
现在在西部有一个神学院,
there's a seminary in the West.
它提到传人的健康,
it talks about the whole person health.
什么叫做传人的健康?
What is it?
不但他的灵魂健康,
not only soul being,
也讲到他的身体健康,
so does his body.
那么灵魂健康, 这是罪的问题解决,
to be healthy spiritually, that's a forgiveness of sin.
身体的健康, 是讲到了他的病得到医治,
physical health means his disease are healed.
所以现在在西部大大的宣传传人的健康,
so they really promote that in the West.
那么一个信耶稣的人呢,
For a believer of Christ,
他实在是能得着传人的健康,
because he really can receive the health of whole body, whole person.
有一次我去医院看一个病人,
one time I visited a man who was sick, a patient.
那个病人他是一个大学校长,
he was a college professor, college president.
他年纪已经很高很高了,
he was quite old.
我常常想一些年纪老的人,
I frequently thought about old people.
他会返老还童的,
maybe they will get rejuvenated.
所以你给他讲一点幽默的话,
so give him some humor.
他会觉得非常有兴趣,
he may be quite interested.
所以我就给这个校长说,
so I said to him,
我说我讲道要看程度的,
so I have to watch who's my audience in my preaching.
如果程度高, 我就讲高道,
if they are pretty high, then I talk about the high level stuff.
程度低的, 我就讲低道,
then I can also come down a level.
那么他说, 你怎么知道我程度高还低呢?
So he said, how do you know what's my level is
at? 我说我出两个题目考一考,就把你考出来了。
So I, let me give you a little quiz, then see who you are.
说你要考我?
He said, you want to test me?
我说我不考,我怎么知道你高低呢?
I said, without doing that, how do I know where you are?
他说好吧,那你就考吧。
He said, then go ahead.
我说好,我现在出第一个题目。
So here's the first question.
那么2加2等于多少?
What's 2 plus 2?
他就笑笑,等于4啊。
He smiled, said 4.
我说这是数学,校长都是数学。
I said, this is the math that a college president knows.
我们不需要讲数学了。
So now let's not talk about math.
我现在出第二个题目。
Let me give you the second problem.
氢气加氧气等于什么?
What's oxygen plus hydrogen?
他也笑笑说等于水。
He smiled and said water.
我说这是科学,我们不要讲科学了。
I said that's science, let's not talk about it.
所以校长你知道数学,我们何必讲数学?
So I say, you know math, so let's not talk about it.
你讲知道科学,我们何必讲科学?
So you know science, so we won't talk about it.
可是第三个问题你要听好。
But listen carefully for the third question.
是自家的救恩。
The salvation of the cross.
加上人的相信。
Plus a human belief.
等于什么呢?
What is it?
他就说, huh?
He said, huh?
我说这个你不知道了。
So I say, well, you don't know about this one.
所以我要讲你不知道的。
So I want to talk to you about something you don't know.
那么十字架救恩加上人相信等于什么呢?
So what's the sum then?
我说就等于得救。
I say, that's salvation.
他说就这么简单吗?
It's so simple like that.
我说就是这么简单。
I say, that's it.
他说如果这么简单我也要信啊。
He said, if it's so simple, then I want to believe it too.
以后我就问他,你真的要信吗?
I said, do you really want to believe?
他说你不相信,我明天就办手续。
He said, if you don't believe it, I'll go through the process tomorrow.
我第一次听见人家信耶稣要办手续。
That's the first time I heard somebody had to go through a process to believe in Jesus.
我说你要办什么手续呢?
I said, what are you going to go through?
他说你们信耶稣的人,
He said, for those who believe in Jesus,
把他拿到水里面去泡一泡吗?
Don't you soak him in the water?
所以我才了解,他把水里面是当作办手续。
So he considered baptism as part of the process.
以后啊,那个台大的护士就拉我,我就知道他有话要给我说。
And the nurse came and dragged me on my sleeve, and I know she wanted to talk to me.
我就跟她到外面去。
So I follow her outside.
她说吴先生我认识你的。
She say, Mr. Wu, I know you.
我到你们礼拜堂听到的。
I've been to your church and listening to a sermon there.
她说你知道不知道校长有什么病?
Do you know what kind of ailment the president have?
我说我不知道。
I said, I don't know.
但是我看他的样子有一点不大好。
I say he didn't look so good.
因为我小的时候我妈妈给我说,
because when I was little, my mother had told me,
如果女人脸肿呢,
if a woman's face popped,
这个女人的病重了,
so she's quite ill.
如果男人脚肿呢,
if man's foot feet swell,
这个男人的病很重,
then he's quite sick.
我说他脸也肿, 脚也肿。
I said he's popped out in both places.
这个病一定非常的重。
He must be quite ill.
她说你知道她病重就好了。
So she said, so long you know how severe is his disease, then you...
她说她心脏呢,已经是衰竭到很严重的地步。
She said his heart is really deteriorated to a very severe state.
我们主治医师一直吩咐我们,
our principal doctor kept telling us,
要给她换衣服的时候呢,
when we change his clothing,
你一定要慢慢来,不能太快。
You do it very slowly, not hurrying it.
因为心脏一刺激呢,
because as soon as you stir out his heart,
he would
just go through a drastic change. A while ago, the president asked you to give him a baptism. Don't you, in your church, you sprinkle? But you didn't sprinkle, you submerge. If you submerge him,
到时候拉不出来,
then he may not come out alive.
那个时候,你看你怎么办?
What are you going to do then?
哎呀, 我听见他这么一讲呢,
upon hearing that,
我就知道,我就谢谢他了。
I thank her.
因为把一个大学校长洗死在水池的里面。
If I drown a college president,
你看以后要叫谁去做礼拜呢?
Then who can I get to come to church?
那么那个校长就说，吴先生进来，进来。
But the president say, come back, Mr. Wu.
以后我就进去了。
So I went back.
他说我们讲好。
He said, that's settled.
明天早晨八点钟。
8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
我叫我儿子就把我抬出去。
I will have my son to carry me out.
你们的礼拜堂的水要放好。
You get the water ready in your church.
我不能说我不敢。
I couldn't say I don't dare to do that.
我说不敢，你叫我信什么呢？
If I say I don't dare, then what kind of preacher am I?
第二天早晨，他来了。
He came the next day's morning.
他们车子又到一个藤椅子。
They have a red tent chair.
那么以后呢，就把他跟藤椅子就放在水池里面。
They lifted him out in his red tent chair and put the whole thing in the water.
我的同工就把他扶起来。
My coworker kind of hold him out.
我就问他张启芳。
So I asked him by his name.
啊，因为他是东北大学的校长。
Because he was the president of the Northeast.
他在东海大学做经济系的主任。
And he was then the department chairman of economics at Donghai University.
我就问他，你相信耶稣是神的儿子吗？
I asked him, do you believe in Jesus as son of God?
以后他相信。
He greatly believed that.
我就把他推到水的里面去。
Push him into the water.
我很快跟我的同工就把他拉出来。
Quickly we pull him out.
我看见脸在笑。
I saw a smiling face.
因为会笑就没有事啊。
I know there's nothing bad happened because he could smile.
我一个同工王弟兄就把他的脸擦干。
My coworker brother Wang wiped his face clean.
他们把藤椅子放在水池里面。
They put the chair into the water.
要再一次就把他脸人就把他抬上来。
And once again they want to lift the whole thing out with him in it.
他给他的家人说。
He told his family.
让我自己走上去。
I'll walk out myself.
他没有走回台大医院。
Before he reached the hospital,
他就再到东海大学。
But he went back to Donghai University.
继续教很多年的书。
He continued to teach for many years afterwards.
才安然离开世界。
Then peacefully he left the world.
这是张启芳校长。
This is Zhang Qifang, President Zhang Qifang.
也是东海大学的经济系教授。
And was also the professor of economics at Donghai University.
耶稣的工作。
So the work of Jesus,
不但刑罚叫人得平安,
not only giving people peace,
而且鞭伤叫人得医治,
his chastisement for people to heal and also,
平安是心灵的需要,
peace is a need of a heart,
这个医治这是身体的需要,
healing is a need of a body.
所以现在在西部的地方,
so at the western part of the United States,
他们在那里推行传人的健康,
so they promote the whole person health.
所谓传人的意思呢？
What do we mean by the whole person?
包括灵魂，也包括身体。
Including the soul and body.
所以神的救恩实在是非常的完全。
So God's salvation is very complete.
所以耶稣说到我这里来。
So Jesus said, come unto me.
我就叫你得着安息。
I give you rest.
所以这个安息就叫做得救的安息。
This is the rest of salvation.
还有第二个安息是得胜的安息。
The second rest is that of victory.
他讲到，这个心里柔和谦卑。
He talked about being gentle and humble in heart.
因为这个得胜的问题呢。
Because the problem of victory.
有一个根本的讲究就是柔和跟谦卑。
The basis of it is being gentle and being humble.
你看柔和这两个字什么意思呢？
What do we mean by gentle?
那个时候耶稣在伯赛大在那个地方工作。
At that time, Jesus worked at Bethesda.
可是他工作没有果效。
But it didn't amount to much.
这个传了道，但是人不相信。
He preached, but the people didn't believe.
可以说他工作受到挫折。
So he really had some obstacle in the work.
如果你去看上面一段经文。
But if you look at the read the scripture before that,
他就在那里跪坐向神赞美。
But he knelt in front of God and praised.
他说神啊，我感谢你。
He said, God, I thank you.
他说你的美意本来就是如此。
That is your will.
你看工作没有果效。
Look at that, it was a failure.
但是心里不受打击。
But he wasn't stricken in heart.
这就叫做柔和。
That's being gentle.
我们今天的心跟环境有关系的。
Because what our mode is affected by environment. If there is a disquietness in the environment, so we become tense. It is so because we haven't learned being gentle. If we have problems, we feel pain inside. So our heart really is goes with what's outside. We feel good if it's good outside. If it's not so good, then so go to our heart. But today we live in this world. Because nothing, not everything is smooth. Not every day is fair. So long we're being affected by external things. So we go up and down. Sometimes we feel lighthearted, sometimes we feel heavy burden. If we live a victorious life, so we must be gentle at heart. How is it exemplified? Let's look at water. Water is very gentle. You hit it with a stick. Although the water splash out, but you can't see any wound. A gentle person is like that. When we have strife, maybe our face will blush, maybe our heart pump faster, but there is no trace of it afterwards. Because his heart is very gentle. A gentle person is like water. You can put the water in a drum. You put it on a square drum, it goes in there too. You put it in a triangle container, it goes in there too. If one is gentle in heart, you can deal with the round person. He had no problem with the squares. Because his heart is gentle. If one lives a victorious life, he must have a gentility in heart. The other one say one must be humble at heart. What's humility? It's not your tone or your attitude. What is it? Ezekiel 47 says, there is a vision to explain that. He said, as water flows from the throne, and there's about 100 feet, and the dot came to a place.
以后呢, 又流, 往前流,
and it flow forward again.
又量一千走的时候,
another length.
这个水呢就到七,
and it come to elbow.
又往前流, 又量一千走,
and it goes the same distance.
这个水就到腰,
and it come to the waist.
以后又往前流呢, 这个水呢, 又量一千走,
and travel another distance.
这个水就把整个人就淹起来了。
So it came from ankle to waist to over one's head.
那么你在这一幅图画的里面,
you look at this vision,
你就看见了两个字。
You see two words.
一个字就多, 一个字就少。
One say much, one say less.
那么这个多是什么多呢?
What is plenty?
这个多就是水多。
A lot of water.
那么这个少的是什么少呢?
What is lacking?
就是人少。
They're not enough people. This is how humility is described.
It's
one that's receiving a lot of grace from God. But the human part is getting less and less. To what extent? So So he just disappeared.
所以谦卑的解析是什么呢？
So how do we explain humility?
谦卑的解析是没有自己。
It's selfless.
你看今天人跟人中间
Today between humans,
为什么会引起误会？
Why do we have misunderstanding?
因为有自己才有误会。
It comes from self.
为什么会发生冲突？
Why are there clash?
因为有自己才会跟人冲突。
It comes from self.
如果一个人是没有自己呢？
If one's selfless,
就不会有误会，也就不会有冲突。
There'll be no misunderstanding or clash.
所以一个人要过得胜的生活，
To live a victorious life,
基本的条件一个是柔和，一个是谦卑。
The basic requirements are gentility and humility.
但是一个基督徒的追求，
But the search for a Christian,
我不是追求柔和的柔和。
We are not seeking the gentility,
也不是追求谦卑的谦卑。
Not for humbleness and humility.
那么我们到底是追求什么呢？
What are we seeking then?
我们是追求耶稣。
We seek Jesus.
因为有一天摩西问神说，
One day Moses asked God,
他说你的名字叫什么？
He said, What's your name?
他说我的名字叫做是。
He say, I am.
啊，你要什么，我就是什么。
Whatever you want, I am it.
所以，什么叫做谦卑呢？
What's humility?
谦卑就是耶稣。
That's two things. Qualities are lived.
一个人如果有耶稣呢？
If one has Jesus,
你才能够把耶稣的柔和活出来。
Then you can live the gentleness of Jesus.
把耶稣的谦卑活出来。
You can live out his humbleness.
在哥林多前书第一章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
他说神使耶稣成为我的一切。
Paul says, God made Jesus my all.
使耶稣成为我们的圣洁，成为我们的智慧。
To become our sanity and also our knowledge.
如果你有耶稣，你就有圣洁。
Because you have Jesus, then you have that.
你有耶稣的，你就有智慧。
With having Jesus, then you have wisdom.
今天学问所讲究的，
Today, the learning emphasized.
跟信仰所讲究的不一样。
It's different from what we emphasize in faith.
好像学问所讲究的是涵养。
What we say is a human quality.
生命所讲究的乃是从里面活出来。
What we talk about life is what flows outward.
你看，一个涵养所追求的东西呢？
What is a man who learns?
这是做，这不是活的。
It's something that's created.
一个信仰所追求的东西呢？
What seek after in faith?
他是活，他不是做的。
He live by it, but he's not doing that.
做的他很痛苦。
If one had to do the deeds, it's painful.
这个活的他一点都不痛苦。
If one live by it, it's not painful.
有一次有一个女孩子去百货店应征。
One time, a young woman going to a department store for hiring.
她被录取了。
And she was hired.
他就问那个老板说，
She asked the boss,
什么时候上班？
When do I come to work?
他说明天你就可以上班。
He said, tomorrow, you can come tomorrow.
他说我明天上班的时候，
She said, what do I do when I come?
不知道老板你有什么吩咐。
I don't know, what do you want me to do?
因为老板就告诉他了。
And he told her,
你是做卖货员。
You are sales lady.
你要给客人呢有个好的印象。
You must create good nice impression.
你要怎么样给客人好印象呢？
How do you do that?
你笑颜就开。
You smile.
这个客人的印象就好了。
And that create good impression with customer.
他说老板呢，这一点我一定会。
She say, I can do this.
他明天上班的时候呢，
The next day,
他就开始笑颜就开了。
She begins to have a smiling face.
又到中午了，吃饭了。
At lunchtime,
才把这个脸把它收回来。
She went back to her old face.
那么吃完饭了又上班了。
After the lunch break, she went back to work.
又是笑颜就开了。
She put back a smiling face.
晚上下班的时候呢，
At quitting time,
她两个下巴一直收不回来。
Her jaw can retract back to original face.
因为那个笑是做的，不是活的。
Because she had to smile, it's not that she was smiling nature.
所以学问所讲的涵养。
So the so-called what we developed called quality.
这不是活。
It's something you try to do, but you did not live by.
信仰所讲的追求呢？
What search in a faith?
这是活，这也不是做。
That's something you live by. It's not something you do.
我们怎么会有柔和有谦卑？
How do we have gentleness and humbleness?
有耶稣就有柔和就有谦卑。
If we have Jesus, we have them.
那么这个得胜的安息还有什么追求呢？
What other things we need to seek after in the rest of victory?
第一个说要负我的轭。
First, he said, take my yoke.
第二个呢，讲要学我的样式。
Second, say, learn of me.
这个轭什么解析呢？
What is the yoke?
这个轭就是一根的木头。
It's a piece of wood.
你看，摆在颈项的时候呢，
put on the neck,
实在是有一点不好受。
It's make you feel not too good.
那么这个轭代表什么呢？
What does yoke signify?
代表我们的遭遇。
That is something that happened to us.
你看，有一个很伟大的传道人。
There's a great evangelist.
他是卫斯理还是斯布珍？我记不起来了。
I don't remember if he's Wesley or Spurgeon.
他的太太是一个泼妇。
Wife was shrewd.
而且泼到什么地步呢？
How tough was she?
不是在家里她泼，在街上她也泼。
She not only was mean at home, but also outside.
就是不但在家里给她丈夫不好受，在街上也给她丈夫不好受。
Not only giving him a hard time at home, but also outside.
但是这个传道人没有远走高飞。
But this, the poor husband did not leave her.
这个传道人一直逆来顺受。
But he just endured.
那么你就可以看见忍耐从哪里去忍耐呢？
So we see where patience come from.
在他太太的跟前他去忍耐。
He was patient with his wife.
那么还有一个弟兄他在教会服侍。
And there was a brother serving in the church.
有一个弟兄一直压他。
And there's another brother just keep oppressing him.
一直要爬在他的头上。
Really want to sell on him.
那么一直在众人的面前给他难堪。
Humiliate him in front of others.
那么这个弟兄他要学习饶恕。
But this brother want to learn forgiveness.
这个饶恕到哪里去饶恕呢？
How far would he go?
到这个无理弟兄的面前去学习饶恕。
So he learned it from this unreasonable brother.
所以我们今天要学习属灵的功课。
Today we want to learn a spiritual lesson.
乃是神用一把轭叫你去学习。
God give you a yoke.
没有一把轭，我们无从学习的。
Without a yoke, where do we learn?
我们说我们要学习忍耐。
We say we want to learn patience.
没有遇见人来激动我。
If somebody didn't stir us,
我怎么知道我会忍耐不会忍耐？
Then how can we know whether we can be
patient? 我能忍耐还是不能够忍耐？
Whether we can put up with it?
所以这个忍耐从什么地方表明出来的？
So where the patience be expressed?
是被人激动的时候。
It's when somebody stir you up.
才能够表明的出来。
Then it will be, you can manifest it.
圣经叫我们学习饶恕。
The Bible tell us to forgive.
我们怎么知道我会饶恕不会饶恕呢？
How do we know are we forgiving?
乃是被人得罪的时候。
It's when somebody offended you.
才知道我这个人会饶恕不会饶恕。
Then you know whether are you forgiving or not.
所以这个饶恕是在被人得罪去把它显明出来。
Forgiving only is when you've been offended.
所以这个轭就是做这个解析。
This is how a yoke is explained.
还有这个轭做什么解析呢？
What's another explanation?
轭就是做十字架的解析。
Yoke is also a cross.
圣经常常说基督徒要背十字架。
The Bible frequently says a Christian must bear the cross.
耶稣也常常说你要背起十字架来跟从我。
Jesus frequently says take your cross and follow me.
那么十字架到底是什么意思呢？
What does a cross mean?
十字架并不是受苦。
It's not suffering.
十字架也不只受羞辱。
It's not just being shamed.
那么十字架到底是什么呢？
What is it?
十字架的最终的目的就是叫他死。
The final objective is death.
所以这个轭是做死的一个解析。
So yoke means death.
保罗在哥林多书他讲一句话。
Paul talked about that in Corinthians.
他说死发动，活才会发动。
He said only life comes only after death.
他说活是从死的里面生出来。
Life is born of death.
那么这一句话，这是圣经里面的话。
It's saying in the Bible.
有一次有一个牧师在讲这一篇道。
One time a pastor talking about this.
他说死在哪里发动
？He said where did death come from?
他的生才在哪里发动
？That's where life come from.
可是他讲完了以后
，After the sermon，
有一个学生跑去找他。
A student came out to him.
他说刚才你所讲的道我听不懂。
He said, I couldn't understand what you were talking about.
我是一个大学教育的人,
I'm a college educated man, I can't understand that.
那么一些老人, 一些老太太就更听不懂。
Those old people then certainly wouldn't understand it.
他说,这个牧师啊, 你能够把这句话给我做一个很清楚的解析吗?
Can you explain it more clearly?
这个牧师说,
the pastors say it's not from me.
这个道是保罗讲的。
Paul said that.
那么既然是保罗讲的,
he said, even as Paul said,
记载在圣经的里面,
it's recorded in the Bible.
圣经的话呢, 是要叫人懂的。
What's said in the Bible is for one to understand.
圣经的话不是不叫人懂的。
It's not something to mystify.
可是那个学生就告诉他说,
but the student told him,
他说我听了以后我实在就不懂。
I really didn't understand.
您能够不能够用一个比喻的解析给我懂呢?
Give me an example to explain it.
这个牧师给他说, 叫你懂, 可是有一个条件。
He said, there is a condition for that.
我叫你做什么, 你就会做什么。
When I ask you to do something, you'll do it.
你如果能够答应我这个条件,
if you can promise me that,
我就可以叫你能够懂这句话的意思。
Then I can help you to understand it.
因为这个青年人答应了。
The young man promised,
只要我能够懂,
he said, so long I can understand.
你吩咐我做什么,
I'll do whatever you tell me.
因为那个牧师就给他说,
the pastor told him,
我们礼拜堂的后面有坟墓,
there's a churchyard behind.
去年老牧师死了,
the old pastor died last year.
就埋在那个坟墓的里面,
he was buried there.
你现在跑去老牧师坟墓的地方,
now you go to that grave site.
你给他讲一些称赞的话,
you go there, give him praises.
那么然后你再听听看,
then you listen for his answer.
那个青年人说老牧师啊,
the young man said, old pastor,
他既然死,
if he's dead, how can he answer me?
这个老牧师就给这个青年人说,
but the old pastor said,
你刚才已经答应我了,
you promised.
我叫你做,
I asked him do something, you say you'll do it.
现在就到那坟墓那里去,
then go do it.
哪里会讲称赞的话?
How can you say words of praise?
就对那个老牧师讲,
then he said,
然后站在那里听他怎么答复,
and stand there and listen to the reply.
他既然答应了, 没有办法, 他就到坟墓去,
he had to keep his promise, so he went to the grave.
他就对那个老牧师说,
so he spoke to the grave.
他说老牧师啊, 你真伟大,
he said, oh pastor, you're really great.
彼得怎么样勇敢, 你跟彼得一样的勇敢,
you're as courageous as Peter.
约翰怎么样爱主, 你跟约翰怎么样的爱主,
you love Jesus as much as John.
那么讲完了以后呢,
after that,
他要听听老牧师怎么回答,
he listened for a reply.
那个老牧师当然没有回答,
of course there was no reply.
然后他就回到这个牧师那里去,
so he came back to a living pastor.
他说你去讲了没有呢?
So the pastor asked him, did you say that? He said, I did.
老牧师答复了没有呢?
He said, did you get any reply?
没有答复。
No.
他都讲好话, 他不答复。
He said, if you say something good, he won't answer.
你给他讲坏话, 他一定答复的。
So you go and say something bad, maybe he will certainly answer you.
你尽可能就把他骂一顿。
So you go, may as well go there and scold him.
他一定恼羞成怒。
Of course, you have become very angry.
他一定会回来给你对骂。
And he, of course, will return in kind.
比如这个年轻人也去了,
the young man went back to go to scold him.
他一定恼羞成怒,
of course, he will become very angry.
回来给你对骂,
and he, of course, will return in kind.
比如这个年轻人也去了,
the young man went back to grave.
老牧师啊,你该死。
He said, you're really damnable.
犹大贪财,你比犹大更贪财。
You lust after money as much as Judas.
法利赛人假冒伪善。
And Pharisees are hypocrites.
你比法利赛人更假冒伪善。
You're worse than them.
那么讲完了以后呢?
Afterwards,
他要听听老牧师怎么恼羞成怒。
He was listening for rebuttal.
但是老牧师也没有答复。
But there was no reply.
以后他又回来了。
So he came back to the pastor.
牧师就问他说, 老牧师答复了没有呢?
So the pastor asked him, did the old pastor answer you?
他说一样没有答复。
He say, likewise, no answer.
这个牧师怎么说呢?
So what the pastor tells?
他说老牧师的没有答复就是我的答复。
He say, no answer from the old pastor is my answer.
他说你这样讲我更不懂了。
He say, I'm more mystified.
他说怎么会不懂呢?
So the pastor said, how could you misunderstand?
一个人如果真的是死的,
it was really dead.
你称赞他, 他不会得意忘形。
he will not forget himself with praises. If he's really dead,
你咒骂他,
he will not be angry if you curse him. So you see, life comes from death. He will not forget himself. That's how gentility comes. One will not angry. That's where humbleness and humility come from. So where did life come from? It's born of death. That's why Bible say first came death and then alive. So you must take my yoke. What's a yoke? It's something that happened to you. You learn your lessons. One explanation is death. From death you have life. That's how life can be manifested from us. He say, learn of me. What is Jesus like? We can read the Bible. Let's look at the Philippians chapter
2.
Verses
6-8. 取了奴仆的形象, 成为人的样式。
He who being in nature God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made of human likeness.
你看,
this is what Jesus is like. You should learn of me.
那么耶稣的样式是什么样式呢?
What was he like?
他本有神的形象,
he was by nature God. He did not consider equality with God to be grasped.
你看这句话是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
你看,
he was God.
虽然他是人,
though he was man, he was also God.
既然他是神,
as he was God,
他用神的权柄不算强夺。
So there's nothing wrong with him using authority of God.
因为是他禁食40昼夜,
one time he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
以后他饿了,
he was hungry.
魔鬼来对他说,
the devil came to him. He said, you are God.
你叫石头变成饼吗?
He said, turn these stones into food.
你的饿就可以解决吗?
Then he can solve your hunger problem.
他是人,
as human, he will be hungry.
但是他也是神,
but he was also God.
他能够把石头变作饼,
he did not do that.
能够解决他的饿,
he can't change it and solve his hunger.
可以这样做, 但他不这样做,
he could, but he wouldn't.
还有一次, 他钉在十字架上,
another time, he was nailed to the cross.
叫他的皮肉稀烂,
to cause his flesh is
rotten,
to make his bones get disjointed.
把他挂起来的时候呢,
he was hung there.
那么他呢, 这个伤口呢越裂就越大,
so the wound became bigger.
可以说他痛彻肺腑,
and he was really pained.
以后兵丁来对他说,
the soldier said to him,
你岂不是神吗?
Aren't you God?
你可以从十字架上面下来吧,
come on down.
他是神, 他可以从十字架上面下来,
as God he could.
但是他没有这样做,
he didn't do that.
为什么他没有这样做呢?
Why not?
因为他不为自己做,
he did not do it for himself.
神的旨意他在他身上才能够成就,
because he wanted to be that way so God's will could be done.
如果他要为做自己呢?
If for himself,
神的旨意在他身上就不能成就,
then God's will not be done on him.
所以我们看见耶稣的样式是什么呢?
So we saw what Jesus was Jesus like.
他是舍己,
he gave all himself.
今天人常常不肯舍己,
today most of us could not give ourselves.
神的旨意在他身上就无法给完成,
so God's will cannot be done on him.
人如果让神的旨意在他身上完成,
if one let God's will be done on him,
就他这个己肯舍,
so he was willing to give out himself.
神的旨意才能够完成,
only then can God's will be done.
那么他不但不为自己做,
Not only he did not do it for himself,
底下两个字说反倒虚己，
but he humbled himself.
这个反倒虚己什么意思呢？
What do we mean he even humbled himself?
就说应该得的他没有得，
he did not take what he deserved.
不应该得的是让他得，
but what he shouldn't have, then he suffered.
我们今天相处在一起的时候，
today we lived with each other.
好像说你对人有帮助。
If you help someone,
人不感谢你也就罢了。
If somebody was not thankful, then let it go.
反而给你毁谤。
But they come back and destroy your name.
人对你的感谢就是你应该得的。
You deserve what people give you.
人对你的毁谤，这是你不应该得的。
Thankfulness is what you deserve, but the defaming is not.
没有让你得。
But you did not get what you have earned.
不应该得，反而让你得。
What you didn't deserve, you but got.
这个是叫做反倒的意思。
This is something that's contrary.
好像说一个人有灾难。
For say calamity fell on someone.
你去安慰他，你去资助他。
You comfort him and support him.
那么你应该得到什么呢？
What should you get in return?
你应该得到人对你的敬仰。
But so you should deserve respect.
但是他不敬仰你也就算了。
So that's okay if he did not do that.
他反倒鄙视你。
He come back and despise you.
你看，敬仰你是应该得的。
Respect you should get.
这个鄙视你这不应该得的。
Spite is not something you get.
这是应该得没有给你得。
But you didn't get what you've earned.
不应该得反而给你得。
What you didn't deserve but you got them.
这就是这两个字反倒。
This is what we mean.
我们今天生活在这个世界。
Today we live here.
这种事情可能会遇见。
We'll meet this kind of things.
当我们遇见到这件事情，我们怎么办？
What are we going to do when this happened to us?
耶稣基督能够逆来顺受。
Jesus can turn something adversary into something good.
他能够默默无声。
He will suffer quietly.
这是他的样式。
This is what his likeness.
他叫我们学他的样式。
He want us to learn of him.
还有他的样式是什么呢？
What is he like?
他取了奴仆的形象。
He took a likeness of a servant.
他成为人的样式。
He take a likeness of a man.
所以他的样式是奴仆。
So he looked like a servant.
他的样式是人。
He looked like a man.
那么什么叫做奴仆呢？
What is a servant?
你看，奴仆在一个主人家里。
A servant in the master's house,
他没有自己的权利。
He has no authority of his own.
他没有自己的地位。
He has no position.
虽然他主人家里劳苦。
Though he labored in the master's house,
劳苦了以后没有权利。
But after that, he didn't get anything.
劳苦了以后也没有地位。
Still, he had no more position.
这叫做奴仆。
This is what we mean by servant.
我们今天的教会服侍。
Today we serve in the church.
我们有劳苦，有牺牲。
We labor, we also sacrifice.
过后我们想得做什么？
What do we expect afterwards?
我们想得做牺牲的名声。
We want to get some fame.
我们想得做劳苦的地位。
We want to gain position because we labor.
教会的难处就来了。
That's how there are problems in the church.
奴仆是什么呢？
So what is a servant?
有劳苦而没有收获。
You labor, you get nothing.
这是叫做奴仆。
This is what a servant is like.
这是耶稣的样式。
This is the likeness of Jesus.
还有另外一个呢，是叫做这个人。
The other one is called man.
成为人的样式。
To have a likeness of man.
他本来不是神，不是人。
Originally he was not a man.
他本来是神。
He was God originally.
他从神再成为人。
He became man from God.
他人是在地上。
Because a human is on earth.
他本来不在地上。
Originally he was not on earth.
他本来是在天上。
He was in heaven.
可是为着人的缘故从天来到地。
For the sake of man he came.
他降生时候是在马槽。
He was born in a manger.
他本来不是在马槽。
He did not live in a manger before.
他本来是在宝座。
He was on the throne.
他从宝座就来到马槽。
From the throne, he descended into the manger.
那么你从这几句话里头呢？
From these few sentences,
你就看见他愿意把自己放在低微的地位。
You see, he humbled himself.
你看，本来是神，他成为人。
From God to man.
本来在天，他来到地。
From heaven to earth.
本来在宝座，他来到马槽。
From throne he went to the manger. He put himself in a humble place.
所以耶稣的样式是什么呢?
So what is Jesus like?
He's
putting himself in a lowly position. Today we are not willing to do that.
As
somebody invited us to
eat,
we hope that the host will put us in an exalted position. As we went out,
we hope that
the host give us a place to step out
first.
We want a high position, we want a good position.
可是耶稣的样式不是,
but Jesus was not like that. He put himself in a lowly position. I knew a woman in Taipei. She is a Mrs. Wang
Chonghui.
Every Wednesday, she would certainly go to Taiwan University Hospital. She washed those dirty clothing of the patients. She washed the patients. Her husband is in a very, very powerful position. Why did she do that? She put herself in a lowly position. It's not enough just to take the yoke, but also learn of me. What is his likeness? It's to give out himself. To get what he shouldn't have. Receive what he didn't deserve. He took a form of a servant. To take up the man's likeness. This is the likeness of Jesus. Jesus say about that in Matthew 11. He said, my yoke is easy. He said, my burden is light. And we didn't think so. Why not? Why is this yoke easy? How could his burden be light? Sometimes we came across this verse. We said Jesus saying something that really didn't matter.
像我刚才所说的那一些例子呢?
The examples I've just given,
we
feel it's too tough.
可是圣经说又不难又容易,
but the Bible says it's not hard, it's easy. See if we can live these.
应该得不叫你得,
what we have earned, we did not get.
不应该得反了叫你得,
what we didn't deserve happened to us.
你看这怎么会容易呢?
How could it be easy?
你劳苦你牺牲,
you labor and you sacrifice.
但是没有地位可言,
but there's no position for you.
没有权力可言,
no authority is given
你看这怎么容易呢?
To you. How could it be easy?
可是圣经里面是容易,
but in the Bible it's easy.
为什么圣经会说容易呢?
Why the Bible say it's easy?
因为犹太人的牛车,
and because it's an oxen cart for Jesus. It's not pulled by one ox,
but
for a pair of oxen.
今天我们要过这个得胜生活,
today we want to live a victorious life.
不是靠着我们的学问,我们的意志来过这个生活,
it's not by our learning but by our will to live.
那耶稣跟我们同父一儿,
but Jesus to share the yoke with us.
所以这个恶就不难了,
so the yoke is not hard.
这个样式就容易了,
but so is the form is easy.
如果不是耶稣跟我们一起付呢,
but if Jesus did not share the yoke with us,
恶也难, 样式也不容易,
the yoke will be hard, so will be the likeness of him.
那么圣经讲到这些话,
the Bible talk about these,
不是给人知道而已,
it's not for one to become aware,
那是告诉一个基督徒呢,
but to tell a Christian,
我们应该不只是有得救的安息,
not only we should have the rest of victory,
而且有这个得胜的安息,
but not only we have a rest of salvation, but also of victory.
好像我刚才讲到义也有两个字,
for example, I talk about there are two kind of righteousness.
一个义的是耶稣的义。
One is of Jesus.
一个义的是人的义。
One is of human.
好像光也有两个字。
As if there are two kinds of light.
一个字是耶稣的光。
One is the light of Jesus.
一个字的是基督徒的光。
One is of Christians.
那么基督徒怎么有光呢？
How could a Christian have light?
反照这个耶稣的光。
But it's a reflection of Jesus' light.
好像月亮就反照太阳的光。
As the sun is a reflection of the light.
那么照样这个义也是的。
Likewise is righteousness.
这个罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
他说没有义人。
There's no righteous man.
连一个都没有。
Not even one.
那么既然没有，怎么说基督徒有义呢？
Then how come we say there is righteousness of Christians?
这个基督徒的义是回报基督的义。
It's a return of Jesus' righteousness.
如果基督对你有义，
If Jesus being righteous to you,
你对基督没有义，
If you don't return that,
就叫做不义。
It's not righteous.
我最后讲一个例子，你会明白。
I'll give you an example that you understand.
我50年前要结婚的时候，
50 years ago, I wanted to get married.
那么报纸登报，
And I will put an announcement in the paper.
我有一个很好的朋友，
I have a good friend.
他从上海来到福建，
He came from Shanghai to Fujian.
他在报纸上看见某人要结婚，
He saw in the paper, say so-and-so is going to get married.
他就赶到我住的地方，
So he hurried to where I lived
去给我道后，
To congratulate me.
以后他就问我说，
Then he asked me,
在2个礼拜要结婚，
He said, you'll be married in 2 weeks.
你预备怎么样了？
How's your preparation?
因为再过2个礼拜要结婚，
Because I'll be married in 2 weeks.
所以现在应该开始预备。
So just start preparation.
所以他就问我预备到怎么样。
So he said, how's preparation coming along?
我竟然问我给他预备什么？
So I said, what preparation?
他说你要结婚问我预备什么？
So he said, you are the one that's going to get married.
那么你没有预备拿什么去结婚呢？
So he said, if you didn't prepare, what are you going to take to marriage?
竟然会答复他说， 他是女，我是男，不就结婚吗？
I just answered him, she's a woman, I'm a man, so that's how we get married.
那么因为在上海同学，
Because we were classmates in Shanghai.
又是一个很好的朋友。
And we're good friends.
他说这个话亏你讲得出来。
He said, you should say such thing.
他说你没有预备，你到时候你拿什么去娶人呢？
He said, you didn't prepare, then what are you going to take to the marriage?
他说拿一张纸头来，我算给你看。
He gave me a piece of paper, I calculate for you.
只要我拿一个纸头了，他就算了。
So I gave him that.
请客多少钱，新娘房多少钱，送礼多少钱，什么多少钱，就加起来了，都多少钱。
He totaled all the miscellaneous items for the marriage.
什么有这些钱吗？
He said, do you have such a sum?
无需。
I have no saving.
哎呀，你今天碰见我。
He said, now you're good, you run across me.
如果你不碰见我，你到时候你就要丢人。
He said, if you didn't run across me, you'll really be much ashamed.
他说再拿一张纸头来。
He said, give me another piece of paper.
他就写一封信给他母亲。
He wrote a letter to his mother.
吩咐他母亲把他囤积那一批苏格兰的毛料。
Asked his mother to take that the woven fabric from Scotland. To give so and so for his expense of his wedding. So I took that letter. So I went to his mother and took all this fabric. I sold all that merchandise and it became the seed money for my wedding. And we had a great wedding. We spent somebody else's money to puff ourselves up. The war ended.
他到哪里去,
we lost track of each other.
有一天,
One day I was in Hong Kong.
在看书的时候呢,
Well, I was reading.
我看有一个人呢，就一列解经的书。
And I saw a man of the concordance.
那么他的名字叫做蒙恩人。
And his name was called the one who's been graved.
只有病名，没有真名。
It was just a pen name, but not real name.
我就问那个书店的老板。
So So I asked the bookstore manager.
我说这个人这个写这么多四福音的一个解经的书。
I say this man who has written so many concordances. What,
他没有把他真名拿出来, 你知道不知道他的真名?
Do you know his real name?
他说你要知道啊。
He says you want to know?
他就到里面去查这个簿子。
So he went back to look at his records.
就把他的真名就查出来了。
Got the real name.
叫做尤连星。
And that was in his name.
住在印尼的地方。
He was living in Indonesia.
在印尼买一个很大的海岛。
He bought a large island.
在那里种这个 coconut.
He was growing coconuts there.
我听见这个名字呢。
I heard a name.
我立刻就非常的感触。
I was much moved.
因为他是给我预备结婚的费用。
Because he was the one that gave me the wedding expense money.
我立刻就给他写一封信。
Immediately I wrote him a letter.
他很快也给我回一封信。
Quickly he replied.
我就知道他两个儿子在台大念书。
I found out his two of his sons study at Taiwan University.
从那一天知道了以后呢,
upon learning it,
我就尽可能地照顾他这两个孩子。
I tried to look after his sons as much as possible.
那么为什么我要这样做呢?
Why did I do that?
因为他对我有益, 我也应该对他有益。
Because he had taken care of me and I should.
如果他对我有益, 我不对他有益。
If he's been kind to me, if I were not,
我会叫做不义。
Then I'll be called ingrate.
所以这两个意思这么解释的。
That's how we explain this.
耶稣对我有益。
Jesus has been kind to me.
我也应该对耶稣有益。
So I should do that to him.
如果我不对耶稣有益呢?
If not,
有一天我叫做不义。
One day I'll be called unrighteousness.
所以为什么我得救安息还要得胜安息呢?
That's why we must rest in salvation but also in victory.
得救这是他的恩。
Salvation is his grace.
得胜这是感报他的恩。
Victory is something we return for his salvation.
不然的话呢, 我们会叫做不义。
Otherwise we're called ingrate.
所以一个基督徒光光有得救安息不够的。
For it's not enough for a Christian to have rest in salvation.
应该追求有得胜的安息。
But we should also seek after the rest in victory.
叫做两个安息。
This is called a two kinds of righteousness. Let's pray.
天父感谢你, Father, 给我们在这个主日礼拜的时候, 我们用话互相分享, 我们感谢你, 你不但给我们得到得救的安息, 你要引导扶持我们进入得胜的安息, 好叫到有一天的时候, 主啊, 我们在你面前可以站立得住, 求主赐福给你的话, 叫我们知道得胜很难不容易, 可是我们感谢主, 因为你与我们同父一儿, 所以功课我们就能够达到神所愿意的目标, 我们向你感谢, 奉耶稣基督的名。